Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1197. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, I've said this before, but I want this to be a place where you can feel confident that you're going to learn about the truth. There are probably some myths you've heard about when it comes to all of these things that I discuss on the show. Fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, but I want to remove some of those myths and get to the truth. So if you have a health-related question, definitely ask me, and I'll tell you all about how to do that at the end of the episode. Let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I recently listened to your very interesting podcast on tap water versus bottled water. As an environmental attorney, I am well aware of the regulations for drinking water from the tap. Your presentation was well done, thank you. However, what I know less about, since, as you say, they are not regulated, are the health differences between the various types of bottled waters. For example, what is the difference between sparkling water, mineral water, purified water, seltzer, etc.? The list goes on. Is it just a matter of taste and carbonation? Or are there different minerals in the various bottled waters? What are the benefits and detriments to each? I listen to your podcast every day. I look forward to it. They are very informative and inspirational. Thank you for all your good work.
Thank you for your question, Suzanne. I'm so glad you appreciated my discussion of bottled versus tap water. The rules and regulations can be really tricky to navigate. So given your expertise, I was thrilled to hear that my discussion of the various water sources was accurate. Now, speaking of tricky to navigate, you are correct, Suzanne, that when we start talking about the various bottled water varieties out there, well, the evidence isn't as clear as that glass of water treated via reverse osmosis. Instead, the evidence starts to look like a glass of mud. All right, I think I overdid that metaphor. Let's move on. I'll get straight to the heart of your question, Suzanne. There are a number of sources that bottling companies can draw their water from. Each of these water sources will have a different composition of minerals. And yes, these minerals can affect the water's taste. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, does have authority to regulate bottled waters, but up to a certain point. I'll explain, give me a second. But first, let's talk about the variety of bottled waters available for purchase. According to the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, water is often classified based on where it was sourced. They use the following main classifications. First, well water, which also includes the most fancy-sounding water source, artesian well water. So this water comes from an aquifer, which is water that's found underground, basically. A well is used to draw water out of the aquifer. And that's why it's called well water or artesian well water. Then there's mineral water. This water is also from an underground source, but it's different from artesian well water because it contains some minerals. The FDA says that in order for something to be called mineral water, it has to have at least 250 parts per million of total dissolved solids, solids like minerals. Now, these minerals had to have been found in the water naturally. If minerals were added later, like during the bottling process, then it's not considered mineral water at all and can't be labeled as such. Next, spring water. Here again, this water comes from underground sources, but because it's spring water, the water must have come from a place where water flows naturally to the surface, like a spring. So spring water must be collected only at the spring or by tapping into the spring directly underground. If the spring water is being collected underground directly, then the bottled water company has to show evidence that the quality of the water being brought to the surface is the same as the water that naturally flows to the surface. And then finally, there's tap water. Yep, good old-fashioned tap water. Some bottled water companies will simply bottle up tap water and sell it back to you at an inflated price. Now, where it gets interesting is the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, not the FDA, are the ones that dictate the safety of tap water. The FDA looks to the EPA to determine which standards should then be applied to bottled waters. But sometimes, based on the FDA's own assessment, they may differ from the EPA's water quality standards. It gets even more interesting when we start talking about the other water varieties you mentioned. Suzanne, you mentioned seltzer water, sparkling water, soda water, and tonic water, for example. Now, these aren't considered bottled waters. Instead, they're classified as, you ready for this? Soft drinks. It's because many of these waters have had carbon dioxide added to them to make them fizzy, just like soft drinks. But by being classified as soft drinks and not water, this opens the door for other sweeteners and additives to make their way into these water varieties. Now, I'm not saying that these seltzers and sparkling waters, for example, all contain sweeteners and additives. Instead, we just may need to be more careful about reading the label before buying these products. Now, what about their health effects? Well, again, it depends. If we're consuming products with extra sweeteners and additives, even if it has water in its name, it can lead to some unintended health effects. When we look at the health effects of regular soda consumption, like your Cokes and Pepsis, for example, the issue is the sugar content. The carbon dioxide isn't so much a problem, it's the sugar. The sugar is what increases risk for tooth decay, obesity, and diabetes, for example, not the carbonation. So if we start to consume other products labeled as water, and they still contain some extra additives and sweeteners, they may be an improvement over regular soda, but still probably not the healthiest option. So again, reading the nutrition facts label is probably a good idea. If, on the other hand, the nutrition facts label has zeros across the board, the drink contains 0 calories, 0 grams of carbs, 0 grams of total sugars, 0 grams of added sugars. And when you look at the ingredients list, it says something like carbonated water, and that's it, then you're good. It might also list some minerals like calcium and magnesium. That's fine too. Consuming these types of carbonated waters seem to be perfectly fine for most people. The extra minerals that you might find in some of these don't really seem to have any major health effects. If you're not consuming enough calcium and magnesium, for example, well, consuming these mineral waters may help a little bit, but we need more studies to know whether they actually improve health. And again, consuming these types of carbonated waters seem to be perfectly fine for most people. But if you start to see ingredients like inverted cane sugar or natural flavors or red dye 40 and so on, it may be time to look for another water source. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, Suzanne. You'll be entered into a small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com, or if you want your voice on the show just like Suzanne, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.